Dear shareholders, I am Hemal Sariwala, Company Secretary. Welcome you all to the 28th Annual General Meeting of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. In accordance with the circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and Security Action Board of India, the company is conducting its 28th Annual General Meeting through video conference facility. I would like to introduce the Board of Directors of the company and other panelists who have joined the meeting through video conference. Mr. Vikram Somani, Chairman and Managing Director. Mrs. Deepshikha Khaitan, Vice Chairman and Joint Managing Director. Mr. Anupam Gupta, Executive Director, Technical. Mr. Surendra Singh Baid, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee and Nomination and Remuneration Committee. Ms. Akriti Jain, Woman Independent Director. Mr. Ravi Bhamidipati, Independent Director. Mr. Anand Sundar, Independent Director and Chairman of Stakeholder Relationship Committee. Mr. Vikas Kothari, Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Harish Yadav, Authorized Representative of Singhi & Company Statutory Auditors. Mr. Umesh Parikh, Partner of Parikh Dhawan & Associates, Secretarial Auditor and Scrutinizer. Members attending the meeting through video conference are counted for the purpose of the quorum. In today's meeting, as requisite quorum is present, the meeting is considered to be in order. Members who have joined the meeting are by default placed on a mute to avoid any disturbance from the background noise and to ensure smooth and seamless conduct of the meeting. The company has received a request from shareholders to register themselves as a speaker shareholders. During the question answer session, on announcement of the name, the speaker shareholder will be put on unmute mode to ask the question. Speaker shareholders are requested to use the microphone and avoid background noise. We would further like to request the speaker shareholder to kindly limit their speech up to 2 minutes each due to time limitations and providing opportunity to other speaker shareholder to ask the questions. Now I request Mr. Vikram Somani, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, to address the shareholders.
Dear fellow shareholders, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome you to the 28th General Meeting of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. On entire Cera family, I sincerely thank you for your continued trust and support. FY26 was a year of both challenges and recovery. While demand subdued during the first half, business safety in the second half emerging as our strongest quarter. Despite these challenges, your company crossed an important milestone by achieving annual revenues of crores. The Indian bathroom solutions industry continues urbanization, premiumization, and changing consumer preferences. Bathrooms today have become an important part of modern life, with customers seeking better design, quality, and complete strategy of serving multiple customer segments through a strong portfolio of trusted brands. Over the last year, Cera has built a trusted our manufacturing capabilities, continuous innovation, healthy balance sheet, and disciplined capital allocation provide a strong foundation for sustainable growth. Together, these strengths position Cera to capitalize on the opportunities ahead. Our strategy is preserving the strength of the Cera brand. Cera Lux in the segment and Senator in the luxury segment. Distributors 29 process here. Focus on expanding and building complete bathroom solutions. While the Cera brand remains the foundation of our business, we continue to strengthen our premium portfolio and aspirations. For over 4 decades, millions of Indian households through its focus on quality, innovation and reliability. Over the last 3 years, we have introduced nearly 1,700 products, ensuring that our portfolio remains contemporary and relevant. Alongside Cera, we continue to expand Cera Lux, catering to the customers seeking premium designs at an accessible price point, and Senator, a luxury brand. Senator continues to strengthen its product portfolio, retail presence and dedicated sales team, positioning it to benefit from the growing luxury house. Together, these brands enable us to serve customers across multiple price segments, supporting our long-term premiumization strategy. Let me now briefly take you through our financial performance for the year. Despite a challenging demand environment, your company achieved revenues of 2,050 crores, crossing the important 2,000 crore milestone. EBITDA stood at 323 crores, while profit after tax was 204 crore. Margins reflected our strategic investments in brand building, channel expansion, and continued development of Senator and Polyplus. Our balance sheet remains one of the strongest in the industry. A net worth of 1472 crore and cash and investments of approximately 853 crores as on 31st March 26, providing us with significant financial flexibility for future growth. During the year, we expanded our distribution network, commissioned a new centralized warehouse, streamlined business portfolio, and for our next phase of sanitaryware expansion. We also maintained uninterrupted despite industry-wide challenges through prudent planning and a resilient supply chain, while continuing to invest in manufacturing capacity and operational excellence. Innovation and sustainability remain integral to our strategy. Over the last 3 years, we have introduced nearly 1,700 new products while continuing to invest in resource efficiency, responsible manufacturing, employee development, and strong corporate governance. Together, these reinforce our long-term competitiveness and prepare Cera for the next phase of sustainable growth. As our product portfolio has evolved, so has the way we communicate our brand. During the year, we launched a new national brand campaign, Your Moment of Cera, with Kriti as the face of Cera brand, supported by one of our largest integrated market campaigns. It reinforces Cera's positioning as a contemporary lifestyle-led complete bathroom, strengthens consumer engagement across the country. As I conclude, let me reiterate why we remain confident about Cera's future. The Indian bathroom solutions industry continues to offer significant long-term opportunities, driven by urbanization, premiumization, and rising demand for organized brands. Supported by strong brands and extensive distribution network, manufacturing excellence, continued innovation, one of the strongest balance sheets in the industry, Cera is well positioned to capitalize on these opportunities. We remain committed to disciplined execution, sustainable growth, and creating long-term value for our stakeholders. Thank you once again for your continued trust and support. I wish you and your families good health, happiness, and prosperity. Thank you.
Thank you, CMD sir. Statutory registers and documents required to be kept open for inspection are available for inspection electronically. The auditor's report and secretarial auditor's report do not contain any qualification, reservation, adverse remark, or disclaimer. Accordingly, the reports are not being read out. With the permission of the member, the notice of the 20th Annual General Meeting as circulated to the members of the company electronically is taken as a read. Now we shall start the question-answer session. Please note, to avoid a repetition, answer to all the questions will be provided at the end of the session. Now I request moderator to unmute speaker shareholder number 1, Mr. Samrat Sarkar from the Kolkata.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity. The following 4 questions. Our operating margins for the current financial year has decreased considerably as compared to the previous years. Is it due to the heightened competitive intensity whereof you are forced to sell your products at a higher discount? You would also mention that your operating margins will be 13-14% going forward. So what is the real reason behind this margin downgrade, given that the company is increasing its focus towards premium products? And how is the competitive intensity in the sanitaryware and the faucetware industry in the recent times? What percentage of our revenues are contributed by premium brands like Sanita and Cera Lux? And in 26-27, we expect our faucetware division to grow by 18% and sanitaryware by 12%. So why is the sanitaryware segment growing at a slower pace? And last question is, what made us refresh our vision and mission statement in FY26? As it seems, the company has renewed its focus more towards the workforce rather than on the products and customers. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker shareholder number 2, Mr. Jaideep Bakshi from the Kolkata.
Yes, very good morning, Chairman, MD and Board of Directors. Myself, Jaideep Bakshi, connecting from the city of Kolkata. First of all, I convey my thanks to our company secretary, Himalji, for giving the opportunity and presenting a detailed and informative annual report. Sir, the initial speech was very much informative. Company growth target for this competitive and this how to improve our market share, kindly share. And product category likely to generate highest revenue in the coming years, kindly share that. And what are the steps are we taking to improve our margins in the scenario of this raw material price fluctuations? And company leveraging technology to improve margin and also our supply chain also, kindly share that. And has the export market been affected because of our this global turmoil and the global support and the government support for the infra project? How we expect our demands to rise in this real estate sector? That's all from my side, and wish the company all the best in the coming years. And thank you for this opportunity. Continue with the VC so that we can get connected. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next speaker, shareholder number 3, Mr. Padri Vishal Bajaj from Hyderabad. Okay. Moving to the next speaker, shareholder number 4. Mr. Manjit Singh from New Delhi. Okay. Now I request Mr. Vikas Kothari, our CFO of the company, to reply suitably to the speaker shareholders' questions.
Yeah, thank you, Emal. Thank you, Samrat, Mr. Samrat and Mr. Jaideep for asking few clarifications regarding margins and how the competitive intensities are there, as well as about our new brands and all. I recollect few questions. So just starting with the operating environment first. So largely, if you have seen, before H1 of the previous financial year, last 2 years were largely we see that the demand was muted in our particular mass and mass premium segment. And that was after the post-COVID, there was a surge and increase in the demand. that lasts for the financial year 22-23. After that, the demand largely remained muted. And during this period, company sustained in terms of improving the operational efficiency as well as taking different steps in terms of cost optimization, also introducing innovation and different aspects. And what we have seen is during this period, there were several entries of the new competitors also, resulting into competitive intensity being focused. So largely, the drop in margins are largely contributed because of the higher discounts being offered due to increased competitive intensity, as well as what we have seen over a period of time, the input costs have increased drastically, especially in case of faucets, the brass prices have gone substantially high. That has also been one of the reasons that has impacted the margins. And also during this subdued demand period, retail demand was not moving well. However, projects have shown a good traction. So there was an increase in the project business from 30%. The project ratio have moved to 40%. So largely these were the reasons. And for this year also, since the environment is little unstable in terms of the recent situations, which is posed by the war scenarios. So prices of brass are still going upward, and there are few challenges with respect to gas supplies also. So we have kept the margin, estimated the margin in between 13-14%. And regarding your question with respect to how the industry with respect to faucetware and sanitaryware growth is there. So in case of sanitaryware, growth is naturally moderated due to our already large market share and a high base. However, if we see the faucetware industry, so faucetware, in case of faucetware, our growth is largely driven by the shorter replacement cycles as compared to the sanitaryware. And this poses us an opportunity to gain the market share in the faucets. So that is why the speed with respect to the growth in case of faucetware is higher as compared to sanitaryware. And if I recall, one question was related to the mission and vision statement being refreshed. So the refresh is largely reflecting Cera's evolution into a comprehensive bathroom solution provider and not a change in the strategic decision. The revised vision and mission incorporates sustainability, innovation, technology, and stakeholder value creation. So as such, if you see, the refresh represents the evolution of Cera and focusing on the strategic narrative, while our core priorities remain unchanged. And one thing is regarding the market share improvement, which was asked. So we see that this war situation has become an opportunity for Cera, because largely there were a lot of disruptions in the Morbi, where largely the sanitaryware and tiles environment is prevailing. Because of this, gas prices going up, availabilities were under question. So we see this as an opportunity, and definitely during this period when disruptions were there, we have improved our market share, and we think that current financial year is going to be good in terms of continuity of the demand, which has started from the quarter three of the previous financial year. And I think one question was related to the new brands being introduced by us, Senator and Cera Lux, and how their responses are. So both the brands are at the early stage of development, placed in the premium category, which is largely dominated by the multinationals. Our focus is on building these brands' awareness among the architects, interior designers, and the premium channel partners, As far as the percentage of contribution is concerned, so since we have started this new brand activity 1.5 years back, so numbers are not important, but the efforts what we are making in terms of promoting this brand to the premium segment that are going as per the as per our planning. So last year, I think financial year 26, Senator provided the sale of 10.5 crores and Sera Lux provided the sale of 41 crores. And for the current financial year, we have budgeted for sale of 40 crores in case of Senator and 70 crores in case of Sera Lux. And apart from that, there were some questions related to exports being impacted. So in our case, there is no major impact since exports contribute largely 1.5% of the total turnover. So largely in the domestic environment and with the few challenges, geopolitical challenges we are facing right now, we see that we as a leading company, we see ourselves on the upper edge in terms of meeting the demand. I think I have answered all the questions.
Thank you, CFO sir.
There was one question, Vikas. There was a question regarding the government support to infrastructure. Will that increase our sales and all? Will that be helpful? That was also there.
Can you repeat, sir?
One question was on what is the impact of the government support and infrastructure which is being done? Will that have an impact on our sales? I think that was also the last question which Jaydeep had asked.
Okay. So I think regarding the government related infrastructure and projects which are going on, so we are selective in terms of accepting the projects. So as such, we are, as far as our B2B segment is concerned, we are widely open for all the private players as well as a few selective projects with respect to the governments.
Thank you, CFO sir, for a detailed reply to the questions asked by the speaker shareholders. Members who are present in the AGM through video conference and have not cast their votes on a resolution through remote e-voting are eligible to vote through e-voting facility available during the AGM. This facility is now open for the such members and will be available for the next 15 minutes from the conclusion of the meeting. The voting results will be announced after the receipt of the scrutinizer's report within 2 working days from the conclusion of the meeting. The results will be available on the website of the company and will also be submitted to the stock exchanges. Since no other matters left to be transacted, I convey my sincere thanks to the directors, auditors, members of the company for sparing their valuable time for attending the 28th AGM of the company. With a vote of a thanks to the chair, we are now concluding the meeting. Thank you. Thank you once again for joining. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.